really happy to be joined right now by a good friend of this show and a good friend of mine personally, Salomon Wilcots from NFL Network, from CBS Sports. He has been on the show multiple times before. Welcome back, Salomon.
Oh, Vic, thank you for having me back. It's nice to be seeing you face-to-face a little bit where we can talk about the Cleveland Browns.
And that's the beautiful part of this. You are here because you are camped in town. You're embedded with the Browns as a correspondent for NFL Network, and you'll be covering this team through the draft. And that's where I want to start. Just the fact that the Browns draft has been identified as important enough to send you here to cover it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. 13 picks in the 2012 draft, the most of any team. The Cleveland Browns, obviously, three of the first 37 picks. So we, at the NFL Network, we're expecting big things to happen here. We expect the brain trust here at the Cleveland Browns to do some things that I believe are going to be very significant in putting this team going in the right direction. Everyone knows they need weapons on offense. Everyone knows they need to improve in terms of their ability to score points. Now, we're here to kind of to see how that's going to unfold. What is it going to look like? Does it look like a quarterback? Does it look like a running back or a wide receiver or an offensive lineman? I think that's going to be very interesting, and I think it's worth our while to be here.
I know this is true with more teams than just the Browns, but I get a feeling that people are so all over the lot about trying to project what this team will do. I mean, nationally yeah. and locally, that no one has a feel for really what is in store for this team. And you just mentioned the range of how that help could come. You could under a blanket heading say it's offensive help, but what kind of offensive help and where? And I think really after those first two picks of the draft, Everything is such a huge question mark.
And it gets interesting at number three with the Minnesota Vikings. There's no doubt. Will it be Matt Khalil or will it be the cornerback from LSU, Morris Claiborne? You know that's maybe two directions in which they can go in. They have strong needs in those areas. You know they're not going to go running back with Trent Richardson because they have an Adrian Peterson. So that's why, to me, at number four, it really becomes very interesting and even more intriguing, because you're talking about maybe four or five different players. You're talking about a Ryan Tannehill possibly climbing up the board if he goes as high as number four. You're talking about a Trent Richardson, who everyone knows right. is one of the top five players on the board. Will it be a Justin Blackmon? Will it be a Claiborne? Or will it be an offensive tackle if Khalil slides to that position? This team, the Cleveland Browns, can go in a number of different directions, and then we have to ask ourselves, what do they do at 22, and what do they do with all these picks? Do they move up the draft board to possibly get the player that they covet the most? And we have no idea who that is.
And in your reporting on this, what will the approach be? I mean, I know you're here to give that perspective for the national audience. Talk about how you go about that and knowing how much of the process of getting the draft ready, the Tom Heckerts, the Pat Shermers, the Mike Holmgrens, all pretty busy with their various duties. Yeah. How do you fit your way into those men's time schedules to find out what's going on?
I think you take your time and you obviously try to schedule a meeting and hopefully you're able to meet with team president Mike Holmgren. You're able to meet with Tom Heckert, the team's general manager, who I thought did a really good job last week. And his pre-draft conference and his addressing the media and talking about the various team needs and his thoughts. I just thought he did a really wonderful job of helping us in the media to understand what are the team needs, but not fully disclosing what the team plan to do. And you can't do that. That's detrimental, as you well know. But you got to be able to have a conversation, I think, at least where I'm standing, to be able to put my finger on the pulse of this football team, try to understand what is the expected identity for the 2012 season, what are the plans for growth and development for their team, and then if you can at least come away with a concept, philosophical understanding for how Mike Holmgren is thinking, for how Tom Heckert is thinking, how the head coach Pat Shermer is thinking, and then you get to understand the chess pieces on the board, these players in the 2012 draft, where they fit in on this specific football team. And I think it helps us to understand that a little bit more, and then I can convey that to the viewers. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to guess picks,
yeah.
but I'm here to maybe paint a picture for our viewers philosophically for how they want to build a team here with the Cleveland Browns.
Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network, embedded reporter for the Browns through the draft. And you covered this team for CBS, so you multiple games last year. So you have a pretty good handle on the team itself. And you have a pretty good handle on the entire NFL landscape. I mean, that's what you do with the NFL Network during the offseason. Do you sense on the talent level that's there in this draft that you've studied, Sally, that this team can significantly help itself? The chances of helping itself are greater than not helping. Is that how you see it?
I think they're very fortunate. Remember last year, they went very heavy on the defensive side. Last year was a real defensive heavy, talent-laden draft where I thought they scored big time. Obviously, checking in with a top 10 defense after drafting players in the first round, second, they were able to really hit on some positions of need on that side of the ball. Now this year, they need to hit on the offensive side of the ball. Those players are there for the taking. You're going to have good offensive linemen. You got a really good crop of running backs in this year's draft. I don't think it's overly talented with wide receivers. I think you got three or four guys who have a first round grade, and from there I think there's a tremendous drop off. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of really good quarterbacks who are probably going to see them go 1 and 2 in Andrew Luck and RG3. I do believe there's a second tier of quarterbacks after those two in the Tannehill and the Brandon Whedon type players. But given the need and the desire to improve on the Cleveland Browns' inability to score points last year where they really struggled, I looked at the numbers where they've averaged, 15 points a game over the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just a recent current experience. This has been going on for about 4 years, the need to get better on offense, to score more points on that side of the ball. Well, you have the players in this year's draft to be able to, I think, affect this offense in a positive way to accomplish that goal.
And I'm sure a big part of the thinking of the higher-ups at NFL Network to assign you to this team, to assign any national correspondent to this team for the whole time through the draft, is traits, is the possibility that with the many picks this team has and the multiple first rounders that it has and the three in the first 37 that it has, that the movement would cause some ripple effect and domino effect through the entire league.
There is no doubt about it. We talked about the 13 overall picks in the 2012 draft more than any other team, so that's fodder for potential for movement to be able to parlay those picks to whether to move up to be able to get the player that you covet. But the fact that you could even move down from a number 4 spot and still get the player you want, mm-hmm. there's certainly potential for movement. And a lot of people have talked about maybe someone moving up to the number 4 spot, Cleveland moving down. How about the potential for the Cleveland Browns to move up from 22 somewhere in the teens because they have those picks that they can shop to be able to move up to get a player if they really covet a player who they don't think they're going to get at 22. And now that totally changes the dynamic of maybe who you thought they could get at the bottom of the first round if they move up into the middle portion of the first round. Boy, that means they've got themselves too well of players in terms of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, great stuff, and I look forward to hearing your reporting. And I know Browns fans should be happy that from a national perspective, we've got a top-flight guy here.
Well, I think it's going to be fun. I think we have the people in the building here. As I look at the track record, whether it was in Green Bay, whether it was in Philadelphia, whether it was in Seattle, they've all been able to build football teams.
Yep.
And this is sort of in their wheelhouse, Vic. They're picking offensive players.
Yes. So, it's what they know.
It's what they know. It's what they've done time after time. So it's going to be fun just watching it all happen.
He is Solomon Wilcots. So check out his great work at NFL Network. Watch his coverage of the Browns through the draft on that network. You also hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio. We get to co-host sometimes. That's always some fun. CBS Sports. He wears many hats here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports. It's in the game.